إني ألقى الإناس في صومي وصلاتي ودعائي للرحمن وجميع الطاعات.
What's the name again?
Alright, what's your name?
I'm Max Star.
Alright, and your name?
The Foreigner.
Oh, very good. So you were asking me a question about Trinity, something.
Yeah, you're a Muslim and I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
So, in your tribe, do you have anything related with the Christian Trinity?
All right. So we as Muslims, yeah. Let me tell you what we believe in. Yeah. We believe that God is one. We believe that He's the ultimate creator.
That's Allah.
Allah is the same God we believe that Abraham believed in, that Moses believed in, that Jesus believed in. Same God. You know, when, for example, Moses was praying, Abraham was praying, Jesus was praying in the book, and for example, the Garden of Gethsemane, he fell on his face and he prayed. We believe he was praying to the same God we believe in. Yeah. So it's not a different God. It's the same, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So in Christianity, we know the Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So you mean in your tribe, these three things are one.
So we, for us, we don't believe that. We believe that God is one, the Holy Spirit is not God, and Jesus is not God. So we say Jesus never claimed to be God, the Holy Spirit never claimed to be God, and it doesn't make sense for there to be Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, yet there's one God. That's three gods. We say that that's logically impossible. You see what I'm saying? Also, it doesn't make sense for us to say that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. We say that how can he be 100% man and 100%? For example, Jesus, he was thirsty in the Bible. He went to the fig tree. He didn't know that it was producing. He said, "Where's the figs?" Didn't know where the figs were. So he says in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 39, he says that no one knows the hour except for who? The Father. Only the Father. But the Holy Spirit didn't know the hour, and Jesus did not know the hour. But if he was God and he knew everything, then how comes he does not know the hour? Do you see what I'm saying? So we're saying that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-strong. He's the beginning. He doesn't end. This is God. And so if Jesus was God, he has to have the same attributes. But in the Bible, we find that he doesn't have those attributes. They'll say, okay, but hold on. Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. We say that's a contradiction. You can't be 100% man and 100% God. Yeah. So we say that this whole idea of the Trinity is not even mentioned. It's not mentioned in the Bible properly, yeah?
Okay, so I just need your final conclusion. So you mean God is a spirit?
We say God, we don't call him a spirit. We just say he's the most powerful all creator, the all-powerful creator that knows all and is the creator of the heavens and the earth, yeah? And everything goes back to him. Everything goes back to him. Everything is submissive to him. He's the most powerful one. Now the thing is, there's two differences between Christianity and Islam. One difference is the Trinity. So we don't believe in the Trinity. But we do believe in Jesus. We say he was the Messiah.
That was the question I was about
to
ask.
Yeah, yeah. So we believe that he was the Messiah.
Okay.
Yes, he was the
God's
Messiah.
Son. Okay.
Yeah, now we don't say he was God's son. Because the Bible says, blessed be the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Okay.
And the Bible also said to David, today you're my son, today I've begotten you. The same thing that he said to Jesus. Because if you ask a Christian, if we're all God's children, what's the difference between me and Jesus then? Then he will say, look, he's begotten and not made.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, but I have a question.
Yeah, yeah.
If you believe in Jesus, why do you still pray to Muhammad?
We don't pray to Muhammad.
Okay.
No. So Muhammad for us is a prophet, a messenger, just like Jesus. So Jesus was the messenger, prophet, Messiah. Like the Bible says, he was a messenger. It says he was a prophet.
Now, I'm not saying you pray to Muhammad. You pray to Muhammad.
We don't pray through him. We don't pray to him.
Okay.
We just follow his teachings, just like we follow Jesus' teachings.
Okay.
So for us, we say that the message didn't stop with Jesus. Because Jesus says, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He talks about someone in the future coming. And the Bible also says in the book of Isaiah 42, it says there will be a messenger that will come in to the Arabs, in the people of Kedar. And so who was this messenger that came to the people of Kedar? We say it was Prophet Muhammad. So he was continuing on from what Jesus said. He didn't say Jesus was a liar. No, Jesus was a truthful man. He spoke the truth. We believe in Jesus. He was the messenger. He was the Messiah. We believe that he cured the dead with God's permission. That he raised the dead with God's permission. He cured the leper with God's permission. that he was conceived immaculately from Mary. We believe in all of that, but we just don't believe that he was God or that he was the Son of God.
You see what I'm saying? Just don't believe he's the Son of God.
Yeah, he wasn't the Son of God in a physical way, because we say human beings have children, but God doesn't have physical children. So the Bible makes it clear that the word son is metaphor. It just means like it's not real, it's not physical. Like you don't have a wife or something. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you think he's a special son? Because the day he was born, there was a brightest star. Like there was a biggest star that led three wise men to where he was born. And before he was born, a prophecy was already made.
We believe he was special. We agree that he was a special man, one of the most special men in the whole of history. We agree. Just like Abraham was a special man, and just like Moses was a special man. The story of the wise men only appears in one of the Gospels. Some say that they cast aspersions on it, but we don't want to go into that. Yeah, the story of the three wise men. Some say it was taken from pre-literary items or whatever, but forget about that, yeah? The point is, yes, we agree that he was a special man. He was the Messiah. He was a messenger. So does this make sense? Yeah, so really there's not much difference between, if we agree, then really you're more like Muslim now. You've become a Muslim now, brother.
No, we do have something in common.
In common, though.
No, because if you don't believe in the Trinity, if you can't be a Christian and not believe in the Trinity.
Yeah.
But really and truly, I think both of you, deep down, you don't believe in the Trinity. Because if I were to ask you, how can you have the Father is God, the Son is God, Holy Spirit is God, yet there's one God, you'll say, no, I can't explain it.
Okay, that's why I asked you, because in the Bible, they said, God is the Word. It's the Word. It's a powerful word. Meaning, he's not a human. He's a spirit.
Yes. So it's not human.
Yeah.
So it's not Jesus.
Yeah. So if you said, God is... you were saying something. You said, Allah is a spirit.
We don't call him a spirit. We don't. That's not a name that he refers to himself as.
Uh-huh.
Even in the Old Testament, he doesn't refer to himself as the spirit.
Okay, so in the Quran, does it say Allah is a word, or what does it say?
Yeah. So Allah, you know, in Jesus, he said, "God, God, why have you forsaken me?" The Aramaic was "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." Yeah, he said this when he was on the cross. Apparently, we don't believe he was crucified or killed, by the way. We believe God raised him. Like the Bible says, he was ascended to God. He rescued him. But Eli, the word Eli in Aramaic is the same as the word Allah in Arabic.
Okay, but why don't you
believe... Like Elohim. This? Elohim in the Old Testament is like Allah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why don't you guys believe that he was crucified?
So like, we say that God rescued him. Because remember, if you look in the New Testament, it says, take this cup away from me. Take this cup away from me. Jesus didn't want to be crucified in the New Testament. He was asking to be redeemed. So we say that God rescued him. And that's why in some of the gospel accounts, in fact, all of the gospels say, if not three of them, three out of four, say he ascended. So we believe, you know how he ascended? He was risen. We say, and he was risen to the right hand of God. We believe in that. We believe Jesus ascended, but he didn't come back down. So we have that narrative. We don't say that, how can God die anyway? Think about that. If God died, how could God, who's going to be the creator of the heavens and the earth, who's going to maintain the universe if that happened? Do you get it? So we say it didn't happen like that. God didn't die. God cannot die because God is not a man, like the Old Testament says. Do you see what I'm saying? God, how can God be a man and die? Go to the toilet, eat food, all of this. We say it's impossible. Yeah?
Do you believe that? Do you believe God can eat food and die?
No, I don't believe God can eat food and die.
The question, if you don't believe that God can eat food and die, then you, once again, this, you believe in what I believe. Do you get what I'm saying? You're a Muslim, in a way. Now, not fully Muslim yet, because you haven't done the Shahada, but you have, in this aspect, you're closer to Islam than you are to Christianity. Because a Christian would maintain that God, Jesus, 100% man, 100% God, he ate food, he died, everything, he was risen the third day, everything. We say, no, it's not, he didn't eat food and die and these things. You get it? So really, the reason why Prophet Muhammad came was to fix, because let me tell you the truth. The question is, where did the Trinity come from? Yeah, if it didn't come from the Bible, because there's no verse in the Bible which tells us the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, co-equal, co-eternal, independent. It doesn't say that.
Yeah, I do understand you, but the prophecy also said He will change the world, and you can't go through the Father without passing through the Son.
That's true.
I want to explain something in this way.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus Christ brought the grace to grace.
Yes, grace, yeah.
Grace.
Yeah.
To, let's say, replace the Ten Commandments. Because both of us, we do know we couldn't obey the Ten Commandments. So he came down to make it simple.
But the thing is, when he was, the Jewish man came to him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jewish man came, Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29, yeah? Check it up if you think I'm lying. Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29. Jewish man came to him. He said, I want salvation. I want to be saved. What did he say to him? He said, I'm going to replace the commandments. He said, no. He said, follow the commandments. He said, follow the commandments. What's the first commandment? Believe in one God. He didn't say believe in Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. What did he say? He said, believe in one God. You know, that's the commandment. So we're saying, go back to the commandments. Because that's what Jesus, if he was here now, yeah, if he was with us in this mall in Accra, if you asked him the same question, yeah, he would say to you the same answer. He said to you the same answer that he told that Jewish man. He said, follow the commandments. And you say to him, so shall I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? He said, no, just follow the commandments. Because that's what he said to that Jewish man in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Okay.
So that's where there's agreement. Think about it, bro. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Fine. I really love the conversation.
Thank you, man. Anytime.
Yeah. I would love to, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I would really love to talk about it. Don't worry. Next time, I'll bring my Bible.
You got your phone. You can check all the references.